Welcome one, welcome all to the fastest growing paranormal conspiracy podcast out there in podcast land. You are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I am your host, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me. This week, interesting show. I've got a couple things I want to get off my chest. Something that has been bothering me actually for the last couple years, but it seems to be coming to a head this year. I'm going to talk about politically correctness, and everybody seems to be offended by everything, but this holiday season has just gone a little overboard. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk to you about also the yellow vest protests. Now, while it is not happening in the United States, that doesn't mean the importance of this protest is lost on the rest of the world. Things happen outside the United States that do affect the rest of the world. I want to talk about why they're important. And then to end the show, I hate to say I told you so, but there is a topic that the Cosmic Dreamer and I, when he did the show, we talked about, and we talked about it at length. We devoted a whole episode to it, that now it is becoming almost universally accepted that this is going to happen. If you live in the northern climates of this planet, you need to listen. Again, I hate to say I told you so. But it looks like I told you so. So sit back, relax, try not to get offended by the fact that I am going to be taking a quick musical break here. We'll come back and we're going to find out what is going on. Or I'm going to ask the question, what is going on? Why is everybody offended about everything? You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, and I'll be right back. All right, so I guess I have to ask the question, when did everybody become so offended at everything? Years ago, it started when these cities and these towns would put up their nativity scenes. You'd have a couple people who would be offended. My gosh, you put up a religious scene on public property. I don't believe in that, so therefore you cannot display that. And the court cited that, yes, you cannot display that. And when that happened, and again, that was years ago, but when I saw that happening, I said, watch it. You can ask my family, ask my friends, I told everybody. That is just the beginning. If one person in my town, little town in Michigan, we had one person complain that there was a nativity scene on the grounds of City Hall. That was probably 12, 13 years ago. It has not been on there since. One person complained. First off, that should tell you everything you need to know about the power of the people. But the problem is, What about the people who believe in that, believe in the nativity, believe in the Immaculate Conception and the birth of Jesus Christ? Where is their voice? It's gone a lot worse. And again, I've told everybody prior to that, hold on to your hats, because it's going to get worse. And this year, it just seems to be going in full-blown mode. This past Thanksgiving holiday, ABC broadcast, I don't even know the name of it, Happy Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown, or it's Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown, whatever it is, as they have done every year since I believe it was 1973. For some reason, this year, some people have decided to say, oh my gosh, look at this. Charlie Brown, he's a racist. So how do they get that? People are too offended by everything. So critics are slamming. Oh, I'm sorry. The name of it is A Charlie Brown Christmas. So critics are slamming A Charlie Brown Christmas. And the reason for it is for seating its only black character, Franklin, alone on one side of the holiday table in a rickety old lawn chair. They say, Franklin's over here on this side of the table alone. He gets a crappy chair. Meanwhile, white friends, including Peppermint Patty, Charlie Brown, Sally, and even Snoopy the dog, were all seated across from him in real chairs as they feasted on their Thanksgiving meal. This debuted November 20th, 1973, and it has been replayed every year since 1973. So what do we got? There's 45 years. It has been played. And now somebody wants to say, wait a minute, something's wrong here. One critic got on Twitter and says, not watching Charlie Brown Thanksgiving anymore until they sit some people on the same side of the table as Franklin. And then decides to put two black power emoji fists on it. So we're just going to start drawing in characters? Maybe put a Hindu, maybe put an Arab, maybe put a Native American or an Asian person over there. Let's make this even more diverse. Now, to make matters worse, Twitter also noticed that they gave our friend the busted chair and won't even sit him on the same side of the table. More proof that Charlie Brown and his cohorts are racist. Now, that is according to Twitter user at mwizzy128. The reason he says that is because at one point, Franklin topples over in his half-broken chair. But now others have defended this classic by stating a historical fact, which is something that these people that claim racism, bigotry, or that are offended by everything choose not to look at. Others pointed out, seriously, please get some historical context. Charles M. Schulz was a trailblazer and bucked racism in those days by adding Franklin to reflect the issue and challenging what was going on in society at the time. Now, that is from California radio host Mark Larson. And he's absolutely right. 1973, there was a lot of the racism. I mean, racism was rampant. Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, took it upon himself to add Franklin. Now, look at the scene. If you look at the scene, yeah, you do have Franklin all over on one side. You could look at it as, hey, he's an honored guest. He gets the whole side of the table to himself. It's not like Franklin's over on this side has some little itty-bitty plate. He has the same amount of food as everybody. Maybe look at it as, hey, maybe they're just honoring him. Maybe he's the special one out of the group. But no, we're gonna say it's racism, because that's what the media is telling these liberal, mindless lumps of human flesh what to think. People don't think for themselves anymore. You've watched this cartoon for years and years and years, and it never bothered you until somebody told you, be on the lookout for racism. Be on the lookout to be offended. But it gets worse. The Rankin and Bass classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Again, this thing has been played since the 60s. Every year, everyone that grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even in the 2000s, they know this. I don't even know what you call it. It's not animation. It's like the Ray Harryhausen stop motion animation. Either way, this is a Christmas classic that everyone has seen. But leave it to this year for someone to be offended by it. Now, the Huffington Post, which is a liberal news site, was lamented after saying the Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, was seriously problematic over claims that it featured sexism and bullying. Think back to the show, everybody. Sexism and bullying. Viewers are noticing the tale may not be so jolly after all, the outlet's video said, and they're sharing their observations online. Of course they are, because you're telling them to. For 50, 60 years, people have been watching this show and never had an issue with it until liberal rags like this decide everything is offensive. And so they take these offensive, very manipulative, very close-minded, very moldable listeners and viewers of their website and their rags, and they tell them what to think, and these people just go, yep, that's what I think, that's what I think, that's what I think, and they just regurgitate everything they say. Now, among the observation the HuffPost has stated was, and are you ready for this? There was the suggestion that the TV classic was a story about racism and homophobia while calling Santa Claus abusive and bigoted. I can't make this up. Yearly reminder. And this is coming from, a reader that commented on the HuffPost post that this was a very racial, homophobic, bigoted show. Of course, this is the America of today. Very, very just people that have no idea how to think for themselves, so they get their news from this rag here. And rather than look into it and think, I'm going a little bit too far on this, they're just going to swallow it and regurgitate it. This reader commented, yearly reminder that hashtag Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a parable on racism and homophobia with Santa as a bigoted, exploitative prick. Santa's operation is an HR nightmare and in serious need of diversity and inclusion training, read another post. These people realize this is just a story, right? Santa doesn't have a workshop. The video also suggests that it was problematic that Rudolph's father verbally abused him by forcing him to wear a fake nose to be accepted by others. Some eagle-eyed social media critics also said that the cartoon is racist because Rudolph's mom was snubbed after she wanted to help reindeer husband Donner to search for their son after he goes missing, by saying, when Donner says, no, this is man's work. Oh, that's sexist. That's sexist. But now, thank God there are some people out there that saw this video and just absolutely blew it off. Rebecca Heinrichs tweeted, oh, look, something people like and enjoy? Let's go ruin it. Chloe Wesley seconded it by saying, if you try hard enough, you will find offense in almost anything. And that is true. But the problem is, and this is where the difference between before and now comes into play, if you were offended by it, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Now, if you're offended by it, you have to make a case for it. I don't understand what is going on. Why it is so hard for some people out in this planet to have their own mind. Listen, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is not racist. It's not bigoted. It's a loving children's story that has been passed on for generations. It has been going on for 50 years, so I guess it isn't generations, but for decades. It has been passed down. Nobody came out and say, oh, this is racist, this is bigoted, until the media of today says you have to find offense in everything. It started with nativity scenes. It has gone on to Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. It's gone on to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, it's gone on to Baby, It's Cold Outside. You know the song? Everybody knows the song. It's a Christmas staple. Baby, It's Cold Outside. And I knew this was going to happen. That song is now being banned from being played all across the country. It started in Pennsylvania, and now it's just a wave sweeping over where everybody's like, yeah, wait a minute. That guy's trying to push up on that girl. She wants to go, but he won't let her. Hashtag me too. It's a song, everybody. You've heard it. It's been out since the 40s, 50s. Nobody took offense to it until now. I'm actually surprised it took this long to have somebody complain about that song, but finally somebody did. I knew it was going to happen. But now, and there's a trend in Pennsylvania, because there's a teacher in Pennsylvania that now has banned candy canes in his class. And why do you think he banned candy canes? Because they're in the shape of the letter J. The first letter in the word Jesus is J. There are some people that go so far out of their way to look to be offended that it is ridiculous. And this is a perfect example. It's a candy cane. Canes sometimes are in the shape of a J. What is going on? When did we lose the ability to think for ourselves, to be free thinkers? I can tell you. It's when Donald Trump took over. The media is doing everything they can to try and dissuade us, to make us think that the white man, that's all the problems in this world. Charlie Brown, his friends, they're white. Look at them. They left Franklin on that side of the table. Santa Claus, why is he white? Why does he only come to certain people's houses? Why doesn't he come to every children's house? Well, you got to believe in him. Well, I don't want to believe in him, but I still should get presents from him. Jesus, he's a white guy. Baby, It's Cold Outside. Well, I'm sure that was a white guy saying that to a white woman. We, the white people, are being completely demonized by the media. And this is just one of their tactics. To be offended by everything. And it's only going to get worse. Why? Because these idiots that are offended by everything are now making headline news. You saw the backlash from Rudolph. You saw the backlash from Baby, It's Cold Outside. You saw the backlash from it's Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown. These idiots are getting their 15 minutes of fame, and that's what they want. They want to cause a ruckus. They want to cause waves. They want to be the social justice warriors. Look at, I got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer banned from any future broadcast, so no other kids can ever see this trash. That's the legacy they want. Because their vision of the world, while being different than 99% of the other people's vision of the world, is the only one that matters. How do you combat this? ABC, they're going to cave. They will cave. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving won't be on next year. Will not be on next year. It is, and look at all the other radio stations that have stopped playing Baby, It's Cold Outside. These one, two, three, four people are making up the rules for the majority of us. It's time for one of these radio station owners to say, you know what? You're an idiot. It's a song. It's a song that's been played for decades. Nobody's had an issue with it until now. We're going to continue to play it. It's time the common man who has a normal vision of how things should proceed in life and realizes that things aren't always going to be the way we would like them to be, but we get over it. It's time for those type of people to stand up. If you are offended by a nativity scene on a public spot, don't look at it. Drive by it. Don't stop at it. Don't stare at it. Just move on. What is it bothering you to have it there? Why does it bother you so much to have it there? How is that affecting you on a daily basis? If you are that triggered mentally, something is wrong with you. Literally, mentally, something is wrong with you. If something, an inanimate scene of a manger in a baby, yes, it represents the Savior, Jesus Christ, who you may not believe in, fine. You know how many other people do? So you're taking, just because you have an opinion, I don't believe in that, that shouldn't be up there. You have an opinion, it's not affecting you in any way, shape, or form. If it's affecting you, then you need to get psychiatric help. But you have now taken a tradition. You are now taking something that Christmas is all about and rendered it irrelevant. So the people that do believe in it can't enjoy it because you have a whiny baby fit. Look at yourself in the mirror right now. If what I've said to you today has offended you in any way, shape, or form, you need mental help. Your opinion of the world is not the only one. There are going to be things that happen in this world. There are going to be things that you see in this world that you are not going to agree with, that you are not going to like. But that doesn't mean that there are not hundreds and thousands and millions of other people out there who disagree with you. Deal with it. That's what life's all about. Learning to deal with the ups and downs of life. Look, if the worst thing that happens to you during the course of your day is you're driving down the street and you see a nativity scene on a public square, if that's the worst thing that happens to you, consider it a good day. Because there's a lot of people with a lot worse predicaments than you, speaking on behalf of one. If the worst thing I see in the course of my day is a nativity scene on the city hall property, I had a good day. But there are some people out there that can't handle it. They just can't handle it, and they got to get it removed because they need their 15 minutes of fame because the media, the liberal media, is telling them that's how you do things. It's time we stand up and we make our voice heard. It's not just about what they like. The difference is they bitch and moan and they complain. Will we sit back and just let it happen? I'm not going to let it happen. What about you? Let me know what you think. Did this segment, did it trigger you? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Or am I right? Am I absolutely right? Let me know. I want to hear your point of view. ghostseeker4@charter.net. We're going to come back. I'm going to get my notes ready. We're going to talk about briefly this yellow vest protest and why it is such a big deal. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, and I will be right back. All right, one thing I forgot to add at the beginning of the show, I've had a lot of people email me and say, hey, Tom, your break's here. It's just a musical break. There's no advertisements. Are you going away from advertising? The answer is no. The reason I'm doing that is because I've had a couple offers to get on an internet mute or radio station. But to do that, I have to have a specific time slot. I have to record or actually do the show at a certain time slot. But the thing is, I'd have to do it live. When I do this show, I record it. So if I screw up, I just go back and I say, oop, cut that out, redo it. That way you're not inundated with ums, ahs, and dead air. So what I've been trying to do is keep it on the fly. So when you hear this little musical break, that's me getting my notes ready for the next segment of the show. Now, once I get the programming, get the way to do this down to a science, I will be bringing advertisements back. So if you would like any show, book, anything paranormal, any event you have, if you'd like that advertised on the show, contact me at GhostSeeker4@charter.net. I'll be more than happy to advertise it with you. So with that being said, and this is going to kind of piggyback the last segment. If you watch the news, you know over in France, they have had what has been called the Yellow Vest protests. What it's the average citizens who wear yellow vests, and they're protesting the France government. They're inevitable gasoline tax hike. That's what the media wants you to think that they're protesting, that the people are out there protesting the gas hike. And they are. They are protesting the gasoline tax hike. There are a lot of people blocking fuel stations. The best news about this whole thing, and I've seen this video, is these protesters are being met up with riot police. And the thing is, the riot police are kind of standing down because they agree with the protesters. But what you don't see are the people that are protesting the government pedophilia. There is a rampant, and it's becoming more mainstream, there is a rampant problem of pedophilia in the governments of the world. You're not seeing that. But there is a core group of people that are protesting that. But that's beside the point. What the uplifting thing is here is that Macron, the president of France, whose popularity has plummeted to below 20% because of this, he backed down. And the funny thing is, these politicians kind of took a step back when these protesters started pulling out guillotines and putting them in town squares, just like they used to do back in the medieval days or whenever they used to behead people that screwed up and were against the people. Talk about the French Revolution. All of a sudden, they see these guillotines coming out, and they're like, whoa, these people are serious. We better stop and think what we're doing here. The people of France. You know, we here in America, we like to think of French people as cowards because we had to save their behinds in essentially two world wars. I look at it now as, who's the cowards now? Because while they're out there protesting against their government in making a difference. Oh, and by the way, this yellow vest protest, it's moving into different countries. Norway, for example, had their own yellow vest protest yesterday. So while the French people are protesting and actually winning because they have halted the gasoline tax, while they are protesting in organizing and making a difference, we here in America, we're protesting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, candy canes, Christmas songs. We're protesting Donald Trump, who's just absolutely creating jobs, building the economy. That's what we're doing. Who are the cowards now? Why don't we protest things like that? Why don't we make a difference? Because our media, we're too blindsided. We're Americans. We're too busy looking on our phones, having the media, having our phone tell us what we should think. This yellow vest protest, just like the Brexit. Oh, let me talk about Brexit for a minute. Remember Brexit? The Britons overwhelmingly voted to just remove themselves from the European Union. Theresa May didn't like that. So Theresa May has just signed the deal to remove themselves from Brexit, but they really didn't remove themselves from Brexit. They just removed themselves from Brexit in name because nothing really changed. And in the Britons, they're starting to protest. This is not what we voted for. Just because you, Theresa May, do not want to leave the European Union, you do not speak for the rest of them. The rest of the people wanted to leave the European Union. They wanted to be an independent, free Britain, not part of a conglomerate, a corporation, which is the European Union. But Theresa May, being a politician, decided that's not what you want. I'll tell you what you want. And people are up in arms. Seems like everywhere around the world, people are starting to get it. Everywhere except America. And that's scary. While we're worried about Rudolph and Charlie Brown and candy canes, the rest of the world is busy becoming free. You know, people look at the United States of America as the last bastion of freedom. No, that's not the case right now. We are oppressed. We are being told what to think. We are being told what to do, and we don't even know it. That's the problem. These idiots out there that are protesting Donald Trump, these idiots that are out there saying Charlie Brown and Rudolph are racist and bigoted, they don't even know what oppressed is. They don't even know what they're fighting for. They're just being told this is what you should do, and they're just going to follow it. For those of you who are listening to this show, we could learn a lot from those French people that we make fun of. Because they have the courage to stand up to their government and make a difference. We may think here in America we're standing up to our government and making a difference, but really what are we doing? We're bowing to our media, which does not have our best intentions in mind. To every one of my listeners out here, I implore you, you have a brain, you have a mind. Use it. I'm not saying you have to agree with me. But what I'm saying is before you blindly follow the masses, the idiots out there that are saying that Charlie Brown and Rudolph are offensive, before you blindly follow them, do a little bit of research. Think to yourself, is this really important? Does this really affect me? If you're one of these idiots out there who is offended by a nativity scene on a city hall public place, ask yourself, does this really matter? Should I really be putting the effort into this? Because let's be honest, these people that are making nativity scenes illegal, going to have Charlie Brown Thanksgiving taken off the air, these people are influential. They can get things done. Maybe we should make these people do things or be concerned about things that actually make a difference. Let's try that for a change. Let's put our offensiveness, let's put where we're offended somewhere where it's going to make a difference. Having Charlie Brown and Rudolph not on the air is not going to change a damn thing in this country. But if we get these corrupt politicians out of office that have no qualms about us, they don't care about us. All they care about is lining their pockets. If we get them out of office and give back our freedoms, you may not like everything that goes on. But that is the beauty of this country. You can still survive and you can thrive in this country, even though things may not be the way you want it. Try going to Venezuela and do that. You don't like how things are going? Well, I don't know where your next meal's coming from. I hope you can catch that feral dog that's running around because that's the next meal. In America, we're still great. But it's these idiots that think that they're making a difference by taking Rudolph and Charlie Brown and Baby It's Cold Outside, taking them off the air. They think they're making a difference. How about channeling that energy in actually making a difference? Just my thoughts. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about the yellow vest protests. I would love, love to see something like that against our government. Not all our government. There are some good people out there. But the Nancy Pelosi's, the Mitch McConnell's, the Chuck Schumer's, Harry Reid's, Maxine Waters, I mean, just the corrupt politicians, and it goes both ways. It's not just Democrat, it's not just Republican, it goes both ways. get them out of office to have somebody come in there that will actually represent us the way it's supposed to be. Let's try that for a change. Let's make a difference that way. It'd be a great Christmas present for everybody. We'll be right back. I'm going to talk to you real quick about something that I guess I told you about. And if you haven't heard that show, go back and listen to it. It's an eye opener. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, and I will be right back. We're going to begin the last segment of this show with a big I think I told you so. February 18th, 2018. It was essentially the relaunch, just a couple episodes after the relaunch of the Paranormal Patriot. The Cosmic Dreamer and I did a show entitled, appropriately, Baby It's Cold Outside. And it revolved around the fact that global warming or climate change has been all the rage. But the scientific proof is that global warming isn't happening. As a matter of fact, global cooling is now the thing that's happening. And that's why they changed global warming to climate change, because they couldn't account for the fact that the planet was cooling. But then we gave proof as to why and how the planet was cooling. And I had a lot of people say, oh, Tom, it's really hot here. And that's probably true. We had a great summer here in Michigan. It was very warm, very hot, just how I like it. But the thing is, we didn't have a spring here in Michigan. It went from winter, 40s, 50s, bam, it's up to 70s, 80s, 90s, right then. There was no spring there, and the same thing happened in the summer. We didn't have our Indian summer. It went from 80s, 90s, bam, down to 40s, 50s. Now, it hasn't been bone-chillingly cold here in Michigan right now, but I'm telling you right now, it has been cold. We've had a snowstorm come through, dump 5 inches of snow, which is gone. I'll give you that. But my point is, almost a year ago, and even prior to that, I was predicting that we are going into what is called a solar minimum. A solar minimum is when the sunspot activity is basically very, very light or null. There's none. And when that happens, the energy that's being dissipated from the sun, the energy that warms our planet, is gone. And we begin to cool down. Well, a lot of people were saying, huh, it's kind of warm here, Tom. I don't feel it. Well, now it's becoming more and more accepted. Dr. Tony Phillips, just 6 weeks ago on September 28, 2018, quoted as saying, the sun is entering one of the deepest solar minima of the space age. The lack of sunspots on our sun could bring about record cold temperatures and perhaps maybe a mini ice age. My words exactly. Not going to say I told you so. Our sun was not expected to go into a solar minimum until around 2020. Now, this article for Minds Unleashed states that. I said we are already, when back in 2018, February 18, 2018, I already said we are in the beginnings of a solar minimum. So according to Minds Unleashed, our sun was not expected to head into a solar minimum until around 2020, but it appears to be heading in that direction a little early, or it's already there, which could prove to be bad news for warm weather lovers. But a prolonged solar minimum, a prolonged solar minimum, which is what we are expected to have, could mean a mini ice age. The last time there was a prolonged solar minimum, it did in fact lead to a mini ice age, which was scientifically known as the Maunder Minimum. Listen to the show. We talked about the Maunder. Now, shtfplan.com's Mac Slavo, he said that sunspots have been absent for most of 2018. And according to Dr. Phillips, who is the editor of spaceweather.com, he's the guy I quoted at the beginning of the segment, he said Earth's upper atmosphere is responding. He said the bad news is it also delays the natural decay of space junk, resulting in a more cluttered environment around Earth. I don't know how that happens, but I'll take the guy's word for it. This guy's name I'm going to slaughter, so if you're listening to the show, I'm sorry. Martin Milzak of NASA's Langley Research Center said on the cold snap that may be coming, it could happen in a matter of months. He states if the current trend continues, it could soon set a space-age record for cold. He says we're not quite there yet, but months is not at all that far away. Now, data from NASA's timed satellite, which is the thermosphere, ionosphere, mesosphere, energetics, and dynamics satellite, show that the thermosphere, which is the uppermost layer of air around our planet, is actually cooling and shrinking. It is literally decreasing the radius of the atmosphere. This reduction of solar activity could result in a global cooling phase. According to Milzak, the thermosphere always cools off during a solar minimum. It's one of the most important ways the solar cycle affects our planet. They now have proof that this is happening. The new NASA findings are in line with studies released by University of California, San Diego, and Northumbria University in Great Britain last year, both of which predicted a grand solar minimum in the decades to come due to low sunspot activity. Both studies predicted sun activity similar to the modern minimum of the mid-17th to 18th centuries, which coincided to a time when we had a little ice age, during which time the temperatures were much lower than they were today. Now, I'm not saying that we are day after tomorrow dying, but what I'm saying is the River Thames, the Great Britain or the England River going through London, whatever. My England listeners, let me know how to pronounce that. But that river froze over completely. There are artists that went out there and painted pictures of activities that were happening on that river, and people were having parties on that river. They'd go out there, bring tables, and eat dinner, eat lunch, have tea on the river, because it was constantly frozen over. I hate to say I told you so, but global warming isn't real. Man does not affect the climate. This ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous idea of spraying chemicals. Anybody hear of chemtrails? I don't know. Maybe you did on this show. Of spraying chemicals and some reflective particles in the atmosphere to redirect the sun's light to cool down the sun. This is who we have running our planet. People that have no idea of the grand scheme of things. We do not control our atmosphere. We do not control our weather, our climate. The majority of it is from the sun. Do a little research. Find out for yourself before you get mad at me. I had to do it. I would expect you to do the same thing. Again, I hate to say I told you so, but it looks as if a grand solar minimum is coming, and there may be a little ice age coming along with it, which sucks for me because I hate cold weather. I'm living in the wrong state, and it's going to be cold a lot farther south. For those of you down by the equator, I really am envious. So let me know what you think. Do we have a little ice age coming? Am I right? For those of you who heard that show, and if you haven't heard the show, go back and listen to it. Baby, it's cold outside. February 18th, 2018. It was one of our very first shows after the relaunch of the podcast. Let me know what you think. Because something's going down. Contact me at GhostSeeker4. At charter.net. Again, GhostSeeker4 at charter.net. That's it for today, everybody. That'll be the show. I hope you really liked it. I hope everybody listens to what I say. I would expect a ton of comments on this. Contact me at GhostSeeker4 at charter.net. Let me know what you think about being offended, the yellow vest movement. Are we going into a little ice age? Let me know what you think. GhostSeeker4 at charter.net. Thanks for listening to the show this week. I will be back next week. Let me know if you want to hear anything. You have been listening to Tom Velasquez. This is the Paranormal Patriot signing off. Talk to you later.